Coach Sean McDermott's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com.
Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you on a Buffalo Football Friday. Let's get out to the Wester Hotline. Bills head coach Sean McDermott joins me for his weekly radio appearance. Good morning, coach. Hope you're doing well on this fantastic Friday.
I am, Sal, and I appreciate you having me on. I want to quickly, if I could, wish my dad a happy birthday.
Happy birthday. All right, absolutely. That's awesome. Appreciate that for sure. And I know you've talked about your dad and you know how much of an influence he was on you in football and in life, so that's very cool. And how much, I know he's a football coach, how much does he give you some advice on what's happening on Sundays or throughout the week?
He's always there for me, both my mom, dad, and brother, in fact, and they're very supportive, but he'll give me a reminder here and there. Of course, like any mom or dad would, right? And just supporting. Parents are always parents, and I very much appreciate their support.
Well, happy birthday to Mr. McDermott. Okay, Sean, we know that Keon Coleman will not play in this game. As we get to our Barnes Firm injury report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Anybody else we know will not play in this game on Sunday for the Buffalo Bills.
Right, so Dalton Kincaid will be out for this game, and then Matt Milano, as we already discussed earlier in the week, will not play. Spencer and Amari will be questionable for the game and limited today at practice.
Anything concerning long-term with Dalton Kincaid at this point?
I mean, long-term is kind of a loose kind of
right
term, but we think we'll just take it one week at a time and just see. I mean, Nate's going to continue to update me as we go through the week here.
Okay, and then Spencer, how do you think he's progressed throughout the week? He hasn't practiced, so for you to leave the window open obviously is a little bit encouraging.
Right, so we'll know a little bit more today. We're just going to take it one day at a time and see how he does today and then go from there.
All right, Coach, Matt Milano back on the practice field. Obviously a great sight for Bills fans to see him running around out there. I'm sure it was for you and your staff and just for Matt. You talked about his journey, how resilient he's been. How do you think he came through the walkthrough and then the practice yesterday?
Well, he did well. I'm sure he felt, great to be back out there with his teammates and, getting a sweat in and all those types of things. He's, like I said, it's been a long journey for him and just fun to watch him out there, be back out there and enjoying himself playing the game he loves.
Sean, you had another Player of the Week honor this year, this week. It was a fifth Player of the Week award for somebody on the Buffalo Bills. Taron Johnson, Defensive Player of the Week. Now, I've said, this is the way I say it, I think Taron Johnson's as good as what he does in the NFL as anybody is at what they do in the NFL. Can you just kind of speak to how dialed in this guy is at his job and his technique and what he brings to your football team?
I mean, how could you argue that, right? I mean, otherwise, in terms of he's so valuable to our team. To watch his growth over the years, people try and game plan for him. That's kind of the way it's been evolving, and that to me is a sign of respect.
No doubt. And then you have another Johnson, obviously, Austin Johnson, who had another interception last week. He's got two on the season. A guy like that, being in position to make those plays, it can't just be luck, right? It can't just be happenstance. I mean, there's got to be more that goes into a guy like that being in position on the D-line to make those plays.
Well, he takes his preparation seriously, and his ability to sniff out some of those throws, sniff out some of those screens, he's got a great feel for that, and to catch those.
Yeah.
Most of the time, a defensive lineman is playing defensive line for a reason. One reason is usually doesn't have great hands, right? But Austin did a great job and made two big plays for us.
And isn't that also speak to when that happens, you can point to that's why you do a takeaway circuit every week, right? Where literally yesterday I was showing video, he actually caught, Austin this is, had a one-handed grab as they were just throwing balls to the defensive lineman. That's great to show people this is why we do those things, isn't it?
Well, it is. You love as a coach. I know there's a lot of coaches out there. You love it as when a coach, when what you practice, you see in the game and it pays off. So I think it just helps the buy-in from the players and everything. So understanding why we practice the way we do and what we practice. So, yeah, the fundamentals, I mean, you see it every week, right? Fundamentals are winning are winning and deciding games.
All right, Sean, the Kansas City Chiefs this week, obviously a team you're very familiar with. No, they're not in the division, but you almost have to approach it like a division game sometimes because you guys have met up so much. I mean, is there any secrets anymore between these two sides, I guess? Or, I mean, how familiar are you with this team? This is not like a team you see once every 8 years.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I think it's been, seven or so games since that 2017 meeting, so it's a lot in a small window of time since 2020, I believe it's been. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of respect for them, and certainly they've won quite a few championships, and we're looking forward to the opportunity this weekend. It should be a good game and a good matchup.
A big key this weekend will be third downs, obviously both ways, but especially this is a team, Kansas City. I mean, they're over 50% on third downs 10 weeks into the year, which is pretty amazing. How important will it be to get them off the field on third down this week?
It's huge. It'll be huge because of, they're number one, as you mentioned, in some of those categories. They're number one in time of possession in the NFL, and that's a critical piece in order to win a game, is to make sure we can win as many of those third downs as possible. They're extremely just high level in that window in particular, but also in everything else they do.
And then your team is number one in takeaways this year, Sean. I mean, what goes into that? What goes into being ball hawks, being aggressive, the peanut punch? You see everybody doing that now, but you guys have really taken advantage of, getting to the football and rallying to the football and getting those takeaways this year.
Well, like you mentioned, we emphasize it. Usually if you're emphasizing something, you got a chance to get it, or the best chance to get it. If you're not emphasizing it, don't expect to get it. So, in this case, we emphasize that the coaches, led by Coach Babbage and the defensive staff, do a great job. The players buy into it, and it's just kind of become something that we take a lot of pride in.
And then, of course, Bills Mafia out in full force on Sunday. It is a national game. You know that. You've been doing production meetings. CBS is bringing their entire crew here. You're no stranger to big games. You guys have been in it, but how important and valuable can Bills Mafia be in this particular matchup at home on Sunday, a week before the team has off?
Well, they're huge, and anywhere and everywhere we play. What a great deal for the city of Buffalo and Bills fans. You know, that CBS bringing their show here to be in the parking lot. I just think it's an awesome opportunity to showcase all of Buffalo and what we're all about here.